醤油。
それから、they're gonna help you learn how to do a little bit of origami.
Thank you.
The ancient art of folding paper to make designs. Okay, so I'll turn it over to you.
Okay. Good morning. おはようございます。That means good morning.
Say it again.
おはよう。
おはよう。
ございます。おはようございます。Now I thought that we're gonna make some flying bird. ちょっと見せてください。Like this one. This is very simple, but like this.Okay. Now everybody put white sides up. Reiko-san, 紙がないのでね、大切にしてください。こっちのこんなの持ってきたの。これじゃダメ。で、we cannot use this one. But anyway, white sides up.We're going to make the triangle like this. Or like this. Then open it. Each time you put the crease, we have to open. So you open it.And put the crease in another way. This time, it's color size up. Crease. Put the crease on the crossway to make. Then you follow this crease.Follow this crease. Go this one right here, go right onto here. This right here. Go like this. Little bit over. Go a little bit, go over.Little bit over. Okay. Then you fold this corner for 1.5 inches, bring up like this. You see this right here? Bring up like this. You see here?You have to bring another crease in here also. You need them two crease. Then bring this up.
Oh, thanks.
Like this. See, then look for it. Look, everybody look like this. You see like this? Oops, I'm going somewhere. Now.Open it. You need another crease here, like I told you. Okay? And then 1.5 inches. Go top right here. Like this. Okay? You have this. Yes. This is a mountain. So you have to do it like this.
Call that the mountain?
Uh-huh. Like this.Okay.
どうも。
はい。So. いやいやいや。これね。これこうおればいい。 fuera. Then we have this two sizes. We bring wings out. You bring wings. This is front, this is going to the tail. So you have to bring wings. You see, you already had a crease, so you just put them up. You already had a crease. You had already had a crease, so all you have to do is bring it up. See? Like this. And this side also.
はい。どこまで。これこうするでしょ。じゃあこれをね、向こうにこう持って。Like this.
Yeah, okay. Now we're going to make the hands. Let me see, just a minute. Just a minute. This is, makes the heads. Go like this. Okay. You bend first. Put the crease in first. Then you open it, follow this line, and bring it inside, like this. Okay? Make it this. This wing is a little bit upside, so. Now, bend this, put the crease in here, like this. Where you want it to go, put the crease in like this. Then open it. Then follow this crease to the inside. Follow the crease. So did it
get?
Hi. じゃあこっちしてあげて、美和子さん。そっちしてあげて。Okay. Now this is the tail. This side is here.
This is the tail.
Uh-huh.
This is the tail.
So now.
This is the head.
Put this one in. Tail side is narrow, head side is wide.
Okay, so where did you keep it? Like?
Yes, just bring it.
Okay,
like this. Yeah. Yeah. Then we're going to
take this side and
then
go up like this.
Nail side and the white side. And then go here. And then put the wings.
Yes. About a quarter inch or something on both sides?
Wing is up like this. The head size is narrow.
Both sides?
Yes. Short size. Yeah. Why? That's right. Yeah. See?
こっちが頭だから。あ。こう。
Tail is narrow.
I don't know how to do it.
You You did very well. Like this. Tail. See?
And then on the other side?
I don't know. Just, can we do both sides?
Me see.
Yes. Is this what we want to do? Is this what we want to do?
Both sides. Wing. Okay?
Is this what we want to look like?
Yeah. Look like this.
Yeah. Okay, so there it is.
Is that right?
Yeah. Then this one, go like this way. White side.
Is that right?
Let me see. The whole of this line, this one comes to me.
I don't know.
Then go here. Then go just here.
Now, do you know how to do it?
Okay. Now, you get that much down? Let me see.
That's just like it?
No, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
This one, this narrow size tail. Tail has to be narrow. See?
It's interesting.
The narrow side is the tail.
Yes.
だからこれでいいんでしょ?
そうです。
Yeah, but am I done?
Yeah, me see. No, you cannot hold this way here. This one.
I need to learn how to make a flower. That's not going to happen.
頭の
方
を広げていいのね。
So して、go this way. This is tail.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Now this go the hands. This little side, hold it just like this.
Oh.
You had one crease too many.
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
Too many.
See.
And I don't know how I got there.
This do.
This is okay.
Now, you bend the hand right here, heads, just to the. You
head?
Want the heads go like this. Heads.
Like this?
Yes. Yes. A little bit, just like this. Yeah, yes. Like this. No. Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay? Now you open this crease. Now this open it.
Now this opens.
Okay? And then put the finger in it. Follow this crease to push in. See?
Looks
like a head.
Oh.
Follow
the... Yeah.
Oh, it's open this,
yes.
And then you push in and...
See, follow this crease. Follow this crease. You see this V in here. So you just put them inside.
Oh, I can.
It's got a little bit. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Is that...
Uh-huh. Then now, hold it here, and hold the tail, then gentle open it.
Hold it here. My bird is upside down.
See.
Do it that way, do it the other way. It's upside down. No, it's upside down. No, do that. No.
You define, then you open it here.
That's her.
Gentle. This paper is no good.
Oh, okay.
So it like this.
That's hers. Oh. They cut.
Yes.
I hate to say it, but we have to end this session. We started a little late. We'll be back at 11:30.
Oh.
So we need to wrap up and make wait for the next guy.
Okay.
Okay.
You get fried bird
okay, now.
Yes, right here.
Oh.
Why did you make it move?
Then.
I did it wrong, totally wrong.
No, no. You did all right, just too tight.
Or just too tight. Oh, okay. Now grab a cold head here.
That is really nice, thank you.
Thanks very much. I hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget, we'll be doing this again at 11:30.
NASA, NASA, which stands for the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. As most of you probably know, from Kennedy Space Center, we launched a space shuttle. Matter of fact, this morning I happen to have a model of the space shuttle with me. And I'll try not to turn towards the speakers anymore. Okay, this is a model of what the space shuttle looks like. The most obvious part of the space shuttle is the part that looks like an airplane. It is not an airplane. The only engines we have in the space shuttle are rocket engines. So the space shuttle is a rocket. And most of you know how rockets work. The exhaust goes down and the rocket goes in the other direction, which is up. And in science, you would probably learn that as something called Newton's third law of motion. It says for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Matter of fact, you've all experienced that when you've blown up balloons and then let go of the balloon. The actions for the air to go out in one direction, equal and opposite reactions for the balloon to fly in the opposite direction. With the rockets, the exhaust goes down, but the rocket goes in the other direction, which is up. But rather than just explaining it to you, let me demonstrate it for you by launching a little rocket right here in the tent. My rocket today will actually be a little film container. I've removed the film, but in its place, I will be putting a special chemical which is called H2O, water. Water is a chemical. It's a safe chemical, but it is a chemical. And what I'm going to do is fill this, not quite one-third of the way with water. My rocket fuel today will actually be a piece of an Alka-Seltzer tablet. What I will do is take a piece of Alka-Seltzer. I will put it in my film container. I'll put the cover on. I'll shake it up. I'll turn it. Well, rather than straight upside down, I'll try to send it out sideways. I have a little launcher here, a little launch pad I put together. So this way I'll try to direct it up and out a little bit. We'll see how well this works. Okay, so my rocket's on the launch pad. And just like the space shuttle when it's on the pad, some of the rocket fuel is already on board the space shuttle. I will now add the rest of the fuel to the rocket, just like we do with the space shuttle. I'll put the Alka-Seltzer in, put the cover on, shake it up, turn it sideways. The action will be for the gases to build up inside and push out to my right. Equal and opposite reaction will be to shoot the rocket off to the left. Okay, and if you can do me a favor, just recover the rocket and bring it back to me. As you probably know, with the Kennedy Space Center, we do recover our rockets these days. Okay, thank you. Okay, and just to review, at Kennedy, we only launch one rocket a day. That was my one launch for today. But just to review one more time what happened. All the gases inside built up, and they pushed out to my right. Equal and opposite reaction was to shoot the rocket off to the left, off to my left. Another example of Newton's third law of motion. Now, getting back to the space shuttle. Now you know why the space shuttle is able to lift up, because of Newton's third law of motion. So it lifts up, going straight up, a couple minutes after liftoff. Most of the fuel has been used up in these solid rocket boosters on the sides. So these boosters break off, both at the same moment, of course. And then parachutes will come out of them. And they will parachute down into the Atlantic Ocean. We have two recovery ships that will pick these rockets up and bring them back to us at the Kennedy Space Center. So we get to use these rocket boosters, or actually the pieces of these rocket boosters, 20 times each before these have to be replaced. 8.5 minutes after lifting off the launch pad, all the fuel has been used up in this large external tank in the back. All this tank does is to hold the rocket fuel, which is fed into these three main rocket engines. But once the fuel has been used up, the external tank breaks off, falls back to the Earth, and burns up. This is the only part of the shuttle system which is not reusable. But once the external tank has been jettisoned away, the space shuttle orbiter will then be in space orbiting around the Earth. The space shuttle can only orbit around the Earth. The space shuttle cannot fly to the moon. And the space shuttle cannot fly to the planets. It was only designed to orbit around the Earth. So we call this part the space shuttle orbiter. And once it's in space, these cargo bay doors in the back will open up. And then sometimes coming out of the back of it, we will have a satellite. And if we launch a satellite, many times we first have our satellite spin. And then when it's spinning at the proper speed, up out of the back of the space shuttle it goes. But rather than explaining why we spin our satellites, let me demonstrate why we spin our satellites. And for this, I have a volunteer already picked out. His name is Justin. Hi, Justin. Just stand right over here. Just face everyone. Let me just bring over my first piece of demonstration, which is nothing more than a bicycle tire that has a string attached to it. Nothing real fancy about it. I'm going to give this to Justin. I'm going to have him hold it by the string. Okay, great. Now, Justin, what I want you to do is have the wheel go from the down position like this. As you know, we call this horizontal. Up to the side position like this. We call this the vertical position. Okay, I want it to go up on its side like that, okay? The only thing is, you're not allowed to touch it or hold it to keep it on its side. I want it to stay up all by itself. Well, I think you want my help on this, don't you? Okay, just keep holding it. Get ready to extend your arm up like this. What I'll do is just give the wheel a little spin. And it does stay up on its side. We call this a gyroscope. And a gyroscope is nothing more than a wheel that spins around. But as it spins, notice it stays in whatever position we put it. And that's why we spin our satellites. So once we put our satellites in space, they too will stay in whatever position we put them and not tumble around on us. This is also why you were able to ride a bicycle without falling over. Even though you were on two very thin tires, as long as those tires are turning around, they also work like gyroscopes to keep you up and balanced on the bicycle. I'm going to give the wheel back to Justin right now. Justin, hold it by the two handles, please. Okay, extend your arms. Justin, what I want you to do is first have the wheel go from one side, then to the other side. Okay, turn to the left, turn to the right, one more time to the left, then back up again. Okay, great. And notice how the wheel went from side to side very smoothly, as you would expect. But watch what happens when the wheel is spinning, and I ask Justin to do the same job for us. Okay, get ready to hold this. Okay. Okay, turn the wheel to the left. Now turn it to the right. Okay, one more time to the left. Okay, then hold it upright. Let me take it. Okay. Was the wheel as easy to turn that time?
No.
No, and you probably noticed that he had a little bit of difficulty with it because when the wheel was spinning, it wanted to stay up. It did not want to fall over on its side. So Justin actually had to give it extra energy to go from side to side. So as you can see, a spinning gyroscope will stay in whatever position we put it. But if we add enough energy to it, we can get it to change positions. But there are other things happening in space I think you should be aware of. So to demonstrate that, let me bring over my rotating platform, which is nothing more than one piece of wood that spins around another piece. Nothing real fancy about it. All I'm going to do is just put it here on the ground, and I'm going to have Justin stand on it for us. Okay, great. Okay, now I talked before about Newton's third law of motion. As you know, we don't start counting with a number three. We usually start with a number one, which means maybe there was something called Newton's first law of motion, which some of you either have learned about or will shortly learn about. It's in two parts. First part says an object at rest will stay at rest forever, unless an outside force makes it move. Sort of like, okay. So like if I put a book on the ground and no one touches a book, it stays in one spot. This way Earth and space are the same. But the rest of Newton's first law of motion says an object moving will keep moving forever unless acted upon by an outside force. So I'm gonna have Justin extend his arms and I'm gonna give him a little spin. Okay, an object in motion continues in motion forever unless acted upon by an outside force. Well, I'm going to be the outside force that stops Justin from moving. Now, the reason why Justin was able to spin was because in my platform, where the two pieces of wood rub against each other, I've reduced the friction. Friction is what makes things stop moving here on Earth. Like if I put a book on the ground and gave the book a little push, it only slides a short distance and then it stops. Because friction between the book and the ground will make it stop. In my platform, I've reduced the friction. So when I give Justin a push, he spins. Now he will not spin forever because I've not eliminated friction, I've only reduced it. As he rubs against the air around us, the air resistance will make him stop. But again, we won't wait that long. I'll be the outside force that stops him. But in space, there is no air, there is no friction. So once we get our space shuttle up into space, we turn the engines off. And the shuttle keeps flying at the same speed because nothing is making it stop. Now, we can control how fast or how slow we spin. I will give Justin another push around. This time, I will ask him to move his arms in against his body. Justin, when I ask you to, move your arms in this way. Then when I ask you to, move them out again, okay? The only thing is, this time, I'd like you to hold these two weights. They're only 100 pounds each. I'm sure you can do it. Okay. Okay, we start with a real slow spin. Arms in. Okay, arms out, arms out, arms out. Keep them out, 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 keep them out. Okay, arms in now, arms in. Arms out. Let me take these from you now. And notice what happened that time, in addition to Justin almost falling off the platform. When he moved his arms in, he started to spin fast. When he moved his arms out, he started to spin slow. Many of you have seen ice skaters make the same type of move like this, and it works the same way with our satellites in space. But watch what happens when we're free to move around without friction really stopping us, and we use a gyroscope. We'll give the gyroscope back to Justin, have him extend his arms. That'll wake people up again. I'll come around to this side here. Okay. Have him start with the gyroscope up. Turn the wheel to the side a little bit. Turn to the side, okay. Okay, the other direction, please. Keep going around, keep going around. Okay, stop. Okay, and this is how we control our satellites. Satellites like the Hubble Space Telescope. As you know, the Hubble Space Telescope is a telescope in space that we need to be able to turn and point in a direction for a while to take a nice long picture of something. Actually, it's an image, not a picture. And then we need it to stop and then turn in another direction and take a picture. And we don't want to use rocket engines to make the telescope move because if we use rocket engines, the exhaust from the rockets may land on the telescope mirror. So we use gyroscopes. So I will give the spinning gyroscope back to Justin. He will be the Hubble Space Telescope. I will be the object in space you must constantly face. So I'll give him back the spinning gyroscope, and I will step to one position up front, and he will turn and face me. Then I will move to another position up front, and we will see how well he can keep turning and facing in my direction. Okay, start with the... Okay, turn and face me. Come around and face me. Okay, and then stop. Okay, great. I'm going to go in this direction now. Keep turning, keep turning, keep turning. Okay, stop. I'm going to go in this direction. Stop. Okay, great. Let me take this from you now. And notice that by turning the gyroscope, Justin was able to turn and point in any direction he wants, and it works the same way with our satellites in space. Okay, Justin, step off the platform for 1 second. And if you're willing to be a volunteer in front of all these strange people, the strangers up here, I'd like to give you a thank you picture for helping me. Much appreciated. Let's give him a hand. I think he deserves it. Okay. And we use gyroscopes on board all our spacecrafts, including the space shuttle. But then after the shuttle has finished its work in space, the cargo bay doors are closed, and then it's ready to come home. At this point, the space shuttle is flying upside down and backwards. But in space, there is no up or down or front or back, so we can fly in any direction we want. What we do is then fire two rocket engines in the back, which slows us up a little bit. Then we have our space shuttle flip over, and then we have it come down from space. But the shuttle is coming down at a speed of over 17,000 miles an hour. Now, I mention that speed, and you'll sit out there and say, 17,000 miles an hour? Well, that's fast. But I don't think you realize how fast that really is. I think by now you've all seen in the movies a gun being shot and the bullet coming out of the gun. Well, actually, the bullet moves so fast you can't even see the bullet. Well, compared to the space shuttle, and that bullet, the space shuttle is traveling 10 times faster than the bullet. So think of that, 10 times faster than a bullet. So when we talk about the shuttle moving fast, I hope I made my point. The problem is when it comes down to that speed and rubs against the Earth's atmosphere, just like if you take your hands together, give this a try, put your hands together and just rub quickly. Fast, a little bit faster, please. I'm faster than that. Faster. Okay, you can stop rubbing. Notice what happened. When your hands were moving fast against each other, they were getting hot because of friction of two things rubbing against each other. Well, with a space shuttle, the same problem happens. The shuttle rubs against the Earth's atmosphere, and at that speed, it gets so hot, the shuttle will actually melt on reentry from space. So we have placed on the outside of each space shuttle special heat tiles. And this is a real heat tile that was once put on the space shuttle. But rather than just explaining how it works, let me quickly demonstrate, because I also have with me today a blowtorch. But before I begin, put my safety glasses on. We always tell you to do everything safe, so I might as well model the proper way of doing it. What I'll do at this point is just light my blowtorch. I will hold the tile in my hands, no gloves or anything else. Put the blowtorch directly on the tile. And right now it's already glowing hot. Notice it's not too hot to hold, and it does not catch on fire. I'm not going to stand here all day and show you a glowing heat tile, so what I'll do is just put this down. I will turn my blowtorch off. Make sure it's off completely. And then, getting back to the tile, even though it was glowing hot, as you were able to see, it does not burn, it does not melt, and it does not catch on fire. Reason why I was able to hold it was because the heat does not come through the back side of it. And even the front side cools off so fast, I can now place this directly on my hand. Now, there is a little bit of warmth left to this. It's not totally cold yet. But even though this was glowing hot just a few seconds ago, as you can see, it does not catch on fire, and it cools off quickly. Also, this is not made of styrofoam. I know what it may look like to you, but I think by now you all know what would happen if you went home and took a blowtorch to styrofoam. You'll burn your house down. This is just another form of sand, but it does a great job of protecting the shuttle so they do not burn up on re-entry from space. And then wheels will come out the bottom of it, and it will finish its landing on a runway like a regular glider plane. And then we get it ready for another space mission. Each space shuttle can be used 100 times before it needs to be replaced. So we truly now have a reusable rocket. And remember, all this is happening right here from our own state. Matter of fact, what we're doing right now is building the International Space Station. We already have crews living up there permanently. The second expedition crew is already up there, and they'll be replaced in a couple more months by the third crew. Now, people ask, well, why go into space? I mean, it looks nice and all. But we can do things in space we can't do here on Earth. We can make medicine in space, including medicine that doctors say might be able to cure cancer. So we have reasons for wanting to go into space, and this will be part of your future if you want to be a part of it. Remember, we need not only astronauts, we need engineers, people to design our spacecrafts and airplanes. We need technicians, people to build it for us. We need scientists. Some of you may want to stay on the ground and you like looking through telescopes. But we need those people also. So there are all types of jobs out there that could be part of your future. Now, I'm just about out of time, but I think I have a couple minutes in case you have any questions that you may want to ask. Okay, are there any quick questions over there? Okay, I won't mind. Okay, any other questions? That was an easy one to answer that. I'll never mind not answering questions. Yes? Yes, I live in Brevard County, which is right on the Space Coast. Matter of fact, if you take a look at our map, the east coast of Florida, right on the Atlantic Ocean, as you know, pretty close to the northern part of our state is Jacksonville, southern part of our state is Miami. Well, about halfway down is a little bit of land that juts out to the ocean. We call it a little spit of land that juts out into the ocean. That is Cape Canaveral. I happen to live in the city of Cape Canaveral. Cape Canaveral was picked because our original rockets were not very safe. In other words, they blew up a lot of times. Well, you don't want to launch a rocket like that from downtown Miami where you have tens of thousands of people living and working. So you pick a piece of land that's out in the ocean because if it blows up, the pieces land harmlessly in the ocean and they do not affect populations. And that's where I live, in Cape Canaveral. Over here.
Have you seen a rocket launch?
Have I ever seen a rocket launch? Well, I haven't seen a rocket launch since last Monday. There was another rocket called the Delta rocket that went up, and since I live right there on the beach, I mean, someone has to live there, right? So I felt bad they had all this housing built and no one moved in, so I moved in. So I live right there on the beach, and there was a rocket launch on Monday afternoon, last Monday, of a Delta rocket, so I just went down to the beach and watched it take off. When the last space shuttle took off, I was fortunate enough to be on the Kennedy Space Center, 3.5 miles from the launch pad.
Did you
And when the shuttle takes off, the ground shakes. You feel the blast of air coming at you because of all that energy we have in the rockets. And yes, I do have a chance to see that when I'm home. But my job is to travel throughout the state and present educational programs, not only to you students, but to teachers too. So I don't see all the rocket launches, but over the years, I've only been there for 17 years right now. But in those 17 years, I've had a chance to see a couple a month. Okay. And with that, I think I have to stop because they need to get set up for...
One quick question.
Yes?
Is there some place where you can find out what the schedule of the other launches besides the shuttle are?
Yes, there are ways of doing that. One place you might want to go to is a place, if you're on the internet, a place called SpaceLink. S-P-A-C-E-L-I-N-K. SpaceLink.NASA.gov. Really? You don't even need the www in front of it. As you know, they all start off with the http://. But it's SpaceLink, S-P-A-C-E-L-I-N-K, SpaceLink.NASA, that's N-A-S-A, .gov, gov. And just follow the links. That's the easiest way I can tell you right now, but they have that information right there, including a search engine for shuttle launches. But it's under NASA News as a good way of finding out. But with that, I think I'm finished. Thank you very much.
Doing origami for decades. She's also a master at dancing, traditional Japanese dance, and also temari, which is decorating balls with colored yarn, and also the tea ceremony. So it's a great honor and pleasure to have her here. So gather around, folks, and learn all about origami.
Rookie.
Don't be bashful.
What the origami can be do. This is all origami. それだけあったらいいでしょう。
Yeah, we can get volunteers.
See, this is all this origami.
Computer paper to make this one?
This one is made by computer paper. This is, yeah, this is.
This is rabbit. This one cat. This one chicken.
There's so many things you can make. This guy's flower like this.
Can you show us how to make the other ones?
Oh, this one?
Yeah.
Yes, you can. I can.
What
time you have? Oh, this is very, very complicated.
Yeah, yeah. But that's simpler.
Uh-huh.
I like to learn how to make that.
Yeah. We sell this, and we sell that also, and all this.
You're selling it?
Mm-hmm.
And how much are the roses?
This is 10 for 3. All this here, except this one, is more than. But this one and this one is 3 for 10.
That might not be too bad.
Okay, you like to do for the origami? Something simple and like to pray? How many time we have?
For 30 minutes?
Yeah, 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Okay. You can sit right there close for me. Since you know, only a few of us, we can sit, you can sit here. I make the room.
Oh, I know this. My mom tells me this. I think.
Okay. This is the two can play with. Now, white size up. I'm going grasshopper. Now, let's make a triangle. Like this. You like to make the grasshopper? Okay. Then now you're going to bring this up top like this. It's very simple. And we do another side the same. Another side the same. Okay? Then turn these papers over. Make the triangle again. Okay? And then this side, we're going to bring this up a little bit like this. Show a little bit like this. Right here. You see this mountain? Well, you're going to bring the mountain to another mountain right there. See?
That's it.
Now, you're going to turn it over, do the same. Okay. Now, two people play this game. One here, one here, right? You want this one to go this way, you tap this. Here, see? And you want this, all you want. When this landed like this, this is the grasshopper. Oh, you did good. See? You did real well. See this one, that one. See? So you can pray. Okay? Now, we're going to make another one, another different kind.
Yeah, I'm going to make it.
Okay?
Thank you.
Let me see. This one, we're going to make a triangle. Then we're going to make a little bit of hit like this. Turn. Just a little bit. Just, okay? Now you fold this in half, this side. Yeah. Go inside. Go inside. Okay. Now, pinch a little bit here, like so. Cross. See? So it look like wing. See? Uh-huh. And then make flat like this. Okay? Then now, two people, one can play the grasshopper, and one people hold this like this, and watch how they fall down. When you fall down straight, this is no good. This have to be you, like this. That's right. You see? This go round, round, round. That's right. Then you're going to throw this out. Who can stay longest? See? Is this pretty? You know? See? Yeah, you just throw this away like so. Hold it. Throw them out. See? And then go round. Yeah. Yes. Then this is grasshopper. You can play the game with the boys. You want this one to go this way, pull it. And you want to go this one to here, go like that. Oh, I'm not doing right. Yeah, you're doing real well. Grasshopper. This is grasshopper. Oh, this is dead. Grasshopper end like this. You win the game. Like this. So children can pray. And this one, you can fry who's the longest fry. Now, you have more time.
You got still got 20 minutes.
You like this spray for the make the grasshopper? Somebody can help over there, grasshopper.
You should be able to make a flower.
This takes a long time. I don't think this. Anta Oshiru, I going to teach her.
Hi. I do this.
Yeah. Go over there.
How long does it take to make something like this?
Let me see. When I start this. Foreign, it takes this. This one, we don't have much. This, like this one, is 230.
Pieces of this paper?
This, no, this typing paper.
Okay.
And I cut it to the inch and a half and 3 inches.
Oh, wow.
And then fold it.
Those are beautiful.
And so this one take me, about 4 days.
4 days.
But if you stay from the morning to the night, be okay.
Yeah.
You know, don't, 1 day. But folding takes so long time.
Yeah. They're gorgeous. They're absolutely gorgeous.
Yes.
I like the kitty.
Do you have books on that?
Some I have books. And some I learned from my grandparents. And so I do not have the books. But like this one is use this kind of paper, regular origami paper. She's teaching now. Okay. Maybe this, you like the pretty color, huh? They got to have the patience to make this.
I've done it before. I just can't remember it.
You cannot hurry to do this. So you're going to try it. Always hold at the top and press this down. Your thumb is iron, do you know? What do you want to mean? I think she had the little papers over there. Then this crease is very important. Now you go. This two together. This called mountain crease. This called a valley. So you go. Or you need a bigger paper. Yes, please. Long, the white side up.
White
side? And when you.
Thank you. I gotta say, it sounded like a topic there.
You did this first.
This first side.
Okay.
Triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And make two triangles. What are you going to do? Okay, now then you have to sit down there so you don't do the wrong side. Let's move this out of the way. Okay, now. Turn to this now this way.
Yeah,
make the triangle. Okay? And then right side, you're going to put the square. Like so. Now,